Iraqis go to the polls tomorrow to vote for that country's first permanent government since the U.S. invasion. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore will be watching and keeping an eye out for the influence of Iraq's neighbors.
Iran is not on the ballot for an election that American Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad says will shape the future of the world. But it may as well be, for the shadow of Iran falls over the balloting in a country that once fought a bitter war with its neighbor. Iran hasn't waited for the election that could result in a Shiite-dominated government side by side with a Shiite Iran. The former foes have quietly signed a military cooperation agreement that includes Iranian help in training Iraq's security forces. Iraq has started importing fruits and vegetables from Iran, and Iran has established a billion-dollar line of credit to facilitate trade with its neighbor. Iraq's Deputy Prime Minister, Ahmed Chalabi, has visited Tehran and says that it played a positive role in the formation of the Iraqi interim government. That presumably means that the Tehran regime encouraged fellow Shiites in Iraq to cooperate with the election process. And the United States, perhaps fearing to be left at the starting gate in the creation of a new order in the Gulf, has made its own approach to Tehran. According to Newsweek, Ambassador Khalilzad says he received explicit permission from President Bush to open a dialogue with Iran, and he recently engaged Iranian diplomats on a visit to Afghanistan. This is quite remarkable considering that the United States has no official relations with Iran, which faces possible sanctions for refusing to give up its nuclear program. And the Iranian president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, has shocked the international community by proposing that Israel be wiped off the map and calling the Holocaust a myth. It appears that whatever the outcome of tomorrow's election, Iran will be a part of the process of creating a regional new order, and the United States may have to consider how to be a part of that process. This is Daniel Shore.